In 1863, the U.S. Army brutally massacred most of the northwestern band of the Shoshone at a place called Bear River in southern Idaho. KUER's Daisha Eaton reports it's one of the largest massacres in American history, and almost nobody knows about it. Until now. Note that this story contains descriptions of violence that might not be suitable for young listeners.
Alongside Highway 91, just north of Utah's border with Idaho, there's a prayer tree lined with remnants of faded cloth. Hundreds have gathered beside it today in the Cache Valley near Preston, Idaho, to mark the 156th anniversary of one of the largest massacres of indigenous people in the history of the West.
Up until a few years ago, the memorial was attended by a handful of natives from a variety of tribes. Strangely absent were members of the Northwestern Band of Shoshone Nation.
That's Darren Perry, the chairman or chief of the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation, who for years has worked to build awareness about what happened here beyond a couple of commemorative roadside plaques and an interpretive sign.
We're standing right in the middle of where the village would have been, just off the plateau here.
Before the event, Perry took me to the site of the massacre, down a country road off the highway. There he explains that the snow-covered field before us holds more than meets the eye.
I would talk to old farmers years ago that said, our grandparents said every time he'd try to plow the field, human remains would come up. So the farmer quit plowing his field and decided to just graze cattle on it instead.
The grasslands here were a bounty of deer, bison, and edible plants like wild potatoes. It was the perfect spot for a winter camp.
It was a place that the Mormons hadn't discovered yet. They weren't quite this far north.
During the mid-1800s, Mormon settlers and immigrants on their way to California and on the Oregon Trail began encroaching on the tribe's territory, and there were skirmishes with the Shoshone. The army stationed at Camp Douglas were sent to make arrests. In the early morning on January 29, 1863, in frigid temperatures, troops arrived at the rim of the valley on the backs of more than 200 steaming horses. Perry says survivor accounts of the massacre, shared through tribal oral histories, tell of a merciless attack.
It was decided after an hour of the battle that to save on ammunition, instead of shooting the babies and children, grab them by their ankles and swing them around and bash their heads out, their brains out on the rocks.
This version of events differs from military historical records. As Perry looks out on the field under which lay his ancestors' bones, he explains that his grandmother told him that in the evening you could sit and hear the little ones killed there crying among the willows. Historical figures vary, but a few hours later, the soldiers had killed hundreds. Paul Reeve is the Simmons Professor of Mormon Studies in the University of Utah History Department. Reeve says Bear River is the largest single massacre of Native Americans in the Trans-Mississippi West, but hardly anyone knows about it.
It's frustrating to historians who study Utah history, who study the American West, that even textbooks of Native American history sometimes fail to include it.
Native Americans were seen as an inferior race, says Reeve, standing in the way of manifest destiny.
There are tit-for-tat raids taking place between Mormon communities and the Native Americans, so there's ongoing tension.
Approximately 150 members of the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone survived, including ancestors of Perry and Patty Timbimbu Madsen.
We need to remember those that were lost, but be thankful for those that lived through it.
She's the cultural resources manager for the Northwestern Band.
As a tribal member, it is your responsibility to pass on the knowledge of the tribe. I think their efforts to do this will make it easier for them to know and to understand and to be proud of who they are.
Back at the event, 17-year-old Wyatt Beasley with the Shoshone Bannock Junior and Senior High School says he learned a lot.
I feel good about it. I feel like I'm learning my history and my culture. People need to know what happened or what our people went through.
The tribe has purchased a large stretch of the valley where they plan to build an interpretive center. They hope to break ground on the project by 2020. So far, they've raised $1.5 million of the $5 million needed to construct the interpretive center. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the state of Utah both plan to contribute funds. Perry says the Bear River Massacre has taught him the importance of forgiveness and of not forgetting. A person and a nation, he says, can only begin to heal from something when they completely understand it.
Once I know you're listening to me, honestly listening to me, and you want to know, then the reconciliation comes into play.
Truth and reconciliation, something Perry says he hopes is possible, at least in his corner of the American West. For KUER News, I'm Daisha Eaton near Preston, Idaho.